Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you this. I may be dead, but my ideas will not die. Well, those are not my words, neither are they my ideas. But they were made by King Sarowiwa. That's why today we'll be looking at the topic, I choose to challenge. What you accept is what you live for, and what you reject is what you challenge. Someone fought for the kind of life you're living now, or the kind of life you're living today. But majority of us are satisfied with the status quo. So today's podcast is a way of pushing us and reminding us that we have a role to play in making our lives better. Once again, you're welcome to the Nigerian Story Podcast, episode 40.
The Nigerian Story Podcast was brought to you by Revive Nigerian Mission and sponsored by Toby Creatives, Sims Global Concept, and PLS Music Studio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you welcome back to the Nigerian Story Podcast. Once again, my name is Ayodeji Adigbala. My friends call me here to the Y, to the O, to the D, to the E, to the J, to the I, Ayodeji Adigbala. And still with me on the show is
Adeola Dagunro Oluwatosi, also called Igbagboyemi.
All right, today we'll be looking at the topic, I choose to challenge, as I have said earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, majority of Nigerians, we are dying in silence because we have accepted the status quo. We are not demanding for a change in the recent. The kind of enjoyment we are having right now and the luxuries which we have was actually made possible by the sacrifices of some people. But you may want to ask yourself a question. Are you really ready to make sacrifices for the life of others too, so that they can have a better life, even for your own life? Imagine what some part of Cross River State will be without Mary Slesso. Imagine what the political space of Nigeria would be without Fela Anikulapo Kuti. Although we all know Fela Anikulapo to be somebody controversial in his own sense, but this man drove political change with his song. He made an impact and he did something. He stood for something. Of course, we should not also forget the very important role played by the doyen of female rights in Nigeria. I'm talking about no other person but Fumilayo Ransom-Kuti. This woman played a very important role in shaping female rights in Nigeria. We should also talk about Bishop Samuel Ajayi Kwarada, who was captured by the Fulani slave rider when he was 12 years old. He later got back to Nigeria and translated the Bible into Yoruba. Yes, what about Ken Sarowiwa in the 90s? He also dedicated himself to the amelioration of the problems in the Niger Delta. He stole this grant to challenge the colonial administration. The question which I'm pushing to every one of us now is that, what are you standing for? So as for me, I choose to challenge the status quo. My name is Ayodeji Adigbala. You can chat me up on 081-338-71480. Shout out to all members of Revive Nigeria Mission. I love you. Please share and do listen to our previous episode on anchor.fm/the Nigerian Story Podcast. Catch you next week. And remember, be a challenger. Be the change.